Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do page Reish Hei Amud Beis, page 410, the end of Simen Shin Nun Gimel, and then the second year, we'll do Simen Shin Nun Dalet in its entirety. So the first year, I'm traveling tomorrow, so we're giving both tonight. We're in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about if you have ledges that protrude out of a building over Rosh HaSarabim, so we're up to the top line. Let's say you have two ledges that both protrude out of the building, one above the other, and they belong to two different people, so they're two separate rishuyos, even though they're both more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so they don't have the din of a Rosh HaSarabim because they're not in the Rosh HaSarabim. If the top ziz is 4x4 tefachim, you're not allowed to use it because it becomes its own independent rishus, rishus acheres. And the ledge underneath it is a separate independent rishos because it's owned by a different person. So just like when you have two batim in a chatzer, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other because they're without an eruv because they're owned by two different people. You have these two ledges that are owned by two different people, and they're each their own rishos. They answer on one another. Let's see the Mishra Brura Sif Katan Yud. So says Mishra Vehem Shel. So we're saying that they belong to two people. Aval Shalisha Chachari. If they belong to the same person, it would be fine. Kivin shem shol rishus echad, because they're all part of the same rishus. V'im irvu yachad, or if you made an eruv, afilu shol shnei anashim shari, then even if they belong to two people, it's okay, because that's what an eruv accomplishes. Yud alif, asur lishtamesh, so we said, you're not allowed to use the one that's 4x4 tfachim that's on top, dafka bekelim shashafsu b'toch habayis, avlim shasu b'en ashmashos al gabi aziz, mutal tatal miziz l'chaveiro. This is only talking about if you have a kli that was in the house when Shabbos started. But if it was not in the house when Shabbos started, it was already on the ziz when Shabbos started, then you are allowed to move it from one ziz to the other, because the ziz has a din like a chatzer, not a din like a bayis. And we're going to see that the issur to be metaltel kelim from a chatzer to another chatzer when you don't make an eruv between them is only if the kli was in a house during Bein HaShemashos. But if it was in the actual chatzer during Bein HaShemashos, then you are allowed to move it from one to the other. Yud bei ze al ze, we said that they asr one on the other, Ratzalomer Beina Elyon Veina Tachton, that both the it's aser to use the top ziz because the bottom ziz asers it, and it's aser to use the bottom ziz because the top ziz asers it. Valvush Mekel Betachton. However, the Lvush says that it is not a two-way street. That when it comes to the top ziz in a chinami, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You're not allowed to use, but the bottom ziz you are allowed to use. The top one will not aser it. The Magen Avram quotes in the name of the Magen Mishnah that the bottom one will aser even if it's less than 4x4 tvachim. Ubel Lavush Mekel B'zen. The Lavush is likewise Mekel on that as well. The Kasabel Yerabish Kenu Gamkin Bavodas Hakodesh. The Yerabish says that the Avodas Hakodesh agrees, I assume, with the Lavush. Now back in the Shulchan Aruch, V'im Ein Be'Elyon Al Ba of a Gamin B'Tachton Arba'a. But if neither of the ledges is 4x4 tvachim, then you can use both of them, and you can use anywhere on the wall up until the bottom 10 tefachim where you're not allowed to use. If the bottom one was 4 tefachim and the top one was not 4 tefachim, then you're only allowed to use the top ledge right across from the window. But in the rest of the ledge that are off to the sides of the window and that are not directly in front of the window, you will not be allowed to use it because the one underneath it is its own rishus. So why is there a difference between keneged chalono versus off to the sides, which is not directly keneged chalono? Says the Mishra Brura Sif Katan Yud Gimel, keneged chalono bilvad shehu kezavis hachalon varchavaso, because that's like an extension of the window itself. So anything that's an extension, it's like a broadening of the window itself. So that's considered like using the actual window, which is obviously going to be mutter. But whatever's off to the sides is cholak rishos liatzmo. Sivkatin yadalit mela asul ishtamish kambiz zizatachton shosim zel zeh. And mela, you're not going to be allowed to use the zizatachton either, because if the elyon and the tachton asur one another, the Shulchan Aruch had passed, the Mishnah Berurah had passed, and it's a two-way street that they asur one another. However, ul das halavush anal hach bevaday mutter betachton. The Levush, remember, said it's a one one-way street, that the bottom one asks the top one, but the top one does not ask the bottom one. So that would likewise be the case over here, where connected the chalon is going to be mutter, but not connected the chalon is going to be asr, but according to the levush, the bottom one is going to be mutter in such a case. Siv Gimel, kol ziz ayote al avi rishus harabim, any ziz that we spoke about in the past couple of si'ifim, where we say you're allowed to use, whatever the cases were, you got to go chazer over sif aleph and sif beis to see what the cases were of ledges that you're allowed to use that stick out over rishus rabim. That's only k'shum ishtamish bo einos and lave einot imenu ella klecheres zuchuch schiotz bem shem yipul rishus rabim yishavru. We only mean you're allowed to use it if it's very fragile kalim, where if they were to fall into the Rosh Hasharabim, you would never pick them up because they would be broken. But if it's durable kalim, then even in the cases where it's mutter, it's aser, because we're afraid it's going to fall into the Rosh Hasharabim, and then you're going to pick it up and you're going to bring it from the Rosh Hasharabim into Rosh Hasiyachid. Says Ramav, Dafka zizuch yotzibav, and mudav arach of kigag, hamishtamish omisham imakli, mutter l'shamish b'kala kalim. The Ramav adds very importantly that this is only because it's a ledge where there's a high chashash that something's going to fall off. If you're just on a gag and it's like a million miles long, you know, it's a Rosh Hashayachid and you're standing there with the kelim, so obviously you're allowed to handle kelim within a Rosh Hashayachid, even though the Rosh Hashayachid is next to a Rosh Hasharabim. We're not worried that the Rosh Hashayachid, that it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it. It's only because it's a ledge where it's very tiny that we're afraid that it might fall off and you'll come to carry it. Yotze al avir karmelis, and if you had one ledge that protrudes out over a karmelis, kol shu gavo asara li ola mutter, anything above 10 tefachim off the ground is always going to be mutter to use, ben rachav ben katzer, regardless of the size of the ledge, vafilu kelim shein mishtarbim, and even if it's durable kelim, shelo gazu be karmelis, because this whole gezeira doesn't apply to a karmelis, it only applies to Rosh Hasharabim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav, kol ziz, haynu ben shu rachav arba'a olo, when we say kol ziz, it means regardless of the width and length of these is kol shu gavoa asara d'shamein avir karmelis tofes, anything that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground is not considered to be part of the karmelis v'kanal b'sim shim remesef yuches ulekach mutu l'shtamish lov darach hachalon, and that's why you're allowed to use it by taking things through the window to this ledge avu l'mata be'asara v'kamot mishus yach l'karmelis, but within 10 tefachim of the ground is going to be problematic, because then it's like you're taking things from a rishus yach to a karmelis. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you have two ledges that are one above the other belonging to two different people, or there's no Erev between those two people, so even though they're both more than 10 tefachim off the ground, they aser on one another, whereas the Levush says not on one another, the bottom one asers the top one, but the top one does not aser the bottom one. However, if the top one is less than 4 tefachim, as is the bottom one, then you're allowed to use both of them. If the bottom one was 4 tefachim and the top one was not 4 tefachim, then you're only allowed to use the area of the top one that's an extension of the window, that goes straight out from the window. But whatever's off to the side, you're not going to be allowed to use, because the bottom one asers it. And there's a machlokas again between the Levush and everyone else, whether you'd be allowed to use the bottom one in that case. And then in Siv Gimel, we said that the whole heter that we ever have to use these zizin is only if you're dealing with fragile kalim. But if you're dealing with durable kalim, then all bets are off, because then we're afraid you're going to drop it, you're going to pick it up, and you're going to bring it from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasiyachid. But the Rama pointed out, if it is not a ledge, but it's a massive roof where you stand with the kli, then we don't have any such restrictions. And the Mechaber says, and we likewise don't have any such restrictions when it comes to a karmelis. So Baruch Hashem, we will pick up in 10 seconds with Simin Shin Nun Dalet.